Good morning. Welcome to Centenary's Sunday worship service. As I was entering the church this morning, I felt that the trees and bushes and yard around the church building looked so clean and good. And the inside of the building looks cleaner. Did you notice anything? Thanks to the building and ground team for the work day yesterday. Yay! Building and ground team. Thank you all for your contribution to support Afghan refugees. In memory or honor of a veteran. During the Veterans Day weekend, the outreach team was busy to shop, the items for the Afghan refugees. So the outreach team, can you come forward and report that? Okay, so let's do it. And yesterday we had the district palooza, which is a combined district conference and corporate charge conference. Those who attended the conference let the church office know so that we can send the actual attendance report to the district office. Now, lay leader Garland would come forward to report on the district palooza. And after that, outreach team gonna come forward.
Well, good morning, church family. Yesterday was a day of conflict. You know, we had our work day here yesterday, and the district had its annual conference, and I was torn between which one to go to. You know, I enjoy getting my hands dirty and the physical effort put out here at the church, but you know, a lot of you folks dread having to go to another Zoom meeting. I know the educators and a lot of folks, but you know, this was rather pleasant. We took care of church business, and as an aside, I got to see a lot of faces of people in the district that I haven't seen for a long, long time. So it was quite a pleasant experience. We took care of district business, electing officers that would serve the district. Our DS gave a great sermon, and the only thing missing was, in my opinion, was actual physical communion, which we often have at district conference. But to tell you the truth, it was a very pleasant experience. It lasted about 2 hours, and things went smoothly, a few glitches. And if I'm not mistaken, this is probably recorded and then the ether somewhere, if you'd like to see the proceedings. But I saw Ida and Michelle and yourself, and like I say, a few other people near and dear to me. Former Pastor Doug, he made a present, but it was a very, very enlightening experience for a Zoom meeting. So I can't say thank you for sending me to conference because I was there. It was a good time.
Good morning, everybody. As you know, over the past month or so, we have been raising money for Afghan refugees through and celebrating our service of veterans. And so I have some spectacular news. I am so proud of this small but mighty, mighty congregation. We raised $982.50, all going to refugee relief. And so I wanted to share with you what we were able to purchase with just shy of $1,000. To Commonwealth Catholic Charities in Roanoke, we donated one laptop, two comforters, and five pairs of pillows. And to Fort Pickett, we donated 18 six-packs of men's briefs, 5 ladies tank-style sports bras, 8 prayer clothes for women of varying sizes. And just keep in mind, these individuals came to us, to this country, with nothing but shirts on their back. So being able to give people things that they really need, I praise God for your generous hearts. Thank you.
Thank you, outreach teams, for your diligent work for this. During the week, 2 church members were hospitalized. Marge Wilson, who had difficulty breathing due to congestive heart failure. And I went to see her daughter at the hospital, but I couldn't see Marge last Wednesday. And her family sent me a text that she's doing better each day, and they are expecting her to transfer to rehab in Westminster, Canterbury, sometime soon. So please keep Marge in your prayers. Deborah Freeman, who had a stroke-like symptoms, so she was hospitalized for 5 weeks. She came back to home. Caroline, she came back? Okay, she came back last Friday, but it was not a stroke. Please keep Margie and Deborah in your prayers, as well as Carl and Cindy for their recovery. Cindy's here. How are you doing? Better. Good. I heard that Carl came to work day yesterday, so I bet he's getting better also. Anne and Catherine and I visited Phyllis Murphy, who moved into her son's house last summer. We were grateful that Phyllis is doing well, and surprisingly, she remembers Centenary's church life so well. We were talked about how the Centenary's been doing those, past days. She is going to be 98 years old at the end of this month. Wow. Would you raise your hand? You are over 90? Okay. Okay. Physically, 4 of you are present today. Thank you. These days, they say we just normally live more than 100 years. So thank God. You're going to stay with us long, long years. Now, let us worship God in spirit and truth. It's time for striking the hour as we welcome the light of Christ.